This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be in the market for a new car, you might know there are two new electric vehicles coming next year, the Chevy Bolt and the next generation Toyota Prius plug-in. The thing is, the EV market, the electric vehicle market, has yet to dazzle. We are buying just half the number of them that President Obama predicted when he took office. So today, the White House announced a plan to bring more charging stations online, notably on key highway corridors. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Companies tend not to build charging stations because there aren't enough electric cars. But people won't buy those cars unless they can charge them. Chicken, egg. So the White House plans to build 48 highway charging corridors where you can someday charge up every 50 miles.
It's a normalization effect.
Auto market forecaster Alan Baum says this kind of thing can change buyer psychology.
If you can see that there is an infrastructure that not necessarily rivals the gas stations, but is enough to allay your concern, then that will lead people to be more comfortable.
Fact is, most electric cars are driven locally, not long distance. But something about the open road matters to drivers who want their cars to go everywhere, says Sam Jaffe at Cairn Energy Research Advisors.
We want to be able to transport our kids to school and then go off-roading.
So, if you build it, will they drive? Electric vehicle skeptic John DiCicco at the University of Michigan Energy Institute says EVs have a lot of challenges. They're small, they charge slowly, and there's price.
Electric vehicles are inherently more costly and have less capacity for most consumers than gasoline vehicles. That value gap hasn't really changed.
One thing the charging corridors will get us is new freeway signs. Next to fast food exit 9A will be a charging station icon, too. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.